All right, friends and family, we are excited. We are truly excited to be here on the Sunday Morning Breakfast Inspirational Call this morning, and we are talking about forget the past. So this is a perfect opportunity for us to move forward and get us fully going with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr. How are you doing? I hope well. Let's get you on the line. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tim.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing wonderful yourself.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Well, I do welcome everybody on the line this morning as we talk about this topic of forget the past. It's primary that we take heed to each and every word, you know, that the topic suggests that we do so. You got to forget the past. Okay, it's important. So before we dive into that, let us go ahead and open up with prayer, Ms. Tim.
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this fellowship, dear Lord, because you have, Heavenly Father, call us to come together, dear Lord, to just worship and praise you, Heavenly Father. And this morning, as we go forward on the line, may we do so with open hearts and open minds to receive your word as you tell us to leave the past behind. We thank you. We truly thank you for this ministry, for our leader, and for the opportunity to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
So forget the past. You got to let those old things go. You know, big problem with, you know, this as it pertains to our growth, our relationship with God. If the Bible says that the tradition, y'all know where I'm going with this, of man, y'all see where I'm going? Nullifies,
yes,
you know, the power of God. To nullify something means what, Ms. Tiana?
To destroy it, negates it.
It cancels it out. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Man's tradition is based on what we remember, correct?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. This is important, people. See, man's tradition nullifies the power of God. Those old things, because this is a new day, nullify
mm-hmm.
power of God. Even as it pertains to your relationship with God, because you do things in a traditional way. Well, let's just say you can't get to your prayer closet. Now what? Let's say you don't have a closet to call a prayer closet. Now what?
Yes.
Oh, man's tradition is Sunday. Everybody holy today? What were you last night? What about on Wednesday? What about on Thursday? Monday morning even? It was holy. See, man's tradition nullifies the power of God. All because it brings into remembrance, let me see how I got there. You know how you ask people, how you get in God like that? There's no rhyme nor reason. So we're trying to remember their past, to rehearse their past, to relive their past, or we're trying to remember what we did last time to get saved.
That's true.
And think that it can happen again. And that's right what Satan wants you. It can be the same bus, but that don't mean that it's going the same direction. You know that, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So with that being said, Ms. Tian, I'm going to let you speak on it, and then I'm going to dive in.
Yes, sir. So that's the amazing thing about this topic, because we're living in this age where everyone is either looking to the past to explain their problems, or they're looking to the past as an excuse for their behavior in the present. And unfortunately, when we spend our time digging into our past to understand ourselves, we are not allowing Jesus Christ to heal what was that and allow us to move forward so we can live in today and work towards the future that he has planned for us. Our past is an opportunity for us to learn. We live, we learn. It's not an opportunity for us to dwell on our sins, our failures, the sins and failures of others, unhappy experiences, nor is it an opportunity to focus on our successes. Because the reality is, as God promised in Jeremiah 31 and 34, I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. No more. That's what happened when Jesus Christ was so kind to lay down his life on the cross and die. He has forgiven and forgotten all of our sins as a result of that. So therefore, we must do the same. We must leave it in the past. If we keep on remembering all of our past do's and don'ts, then we walk in doubt of what God and his word has to offer. The memory of those things hinders us and does not allow for us to progress spiritually. Not only must we forget our past of what we've done, but we also have to forget the past failures and sins of others towards us. We are to obey what Jesus teaches us in the Lord's Prayer, which is to forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who trespassed against us. That constant memory destroys our peace in God and hinders us from our progress, as well as limits our usefulness for God. Our unhappy experiences or hurts either draws us nearer to God or keeps us away from him. We either know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, or we will blame him for each of our hurts. Forget all of that requires God's grace and his strength. God's word gives us his promise, which is, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. We need to come to God, who is our Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, and pray for his grace and strength for us to forget the past. God doesn't want anything in our past to have control of us. Instead, he wants us to be free from it. At the same time, we walk around not only with the past failures, past sins, but also those past successes and put them on an arch, highlight them. And in doing so, we then may rise up the pride that's within us. Proverbs 16 and 18 tells us that pride goes before destruction. And if we dwell too much in our past successes, it will cause us to forget God instead of forgetting our past. And then we live a proud, complacent life that prevents us from making any spiritual progress. So, if we either forget these things, how do we move forward? Well, we need to start with recognizing that as Christians, as a part of his body, we are now new creatures. We are a new creation. The old has passed away and the new is here. He's provided us a whole new clean start. So even though people are like, how do you forget? It's in our memories. I'm not saying to literally forget it, because we got to learn from it. But we also have to move on. When Paul describes forget in Philippians 3 and 13, he uses it to mean not regard the past as having any bearing or influence on our present spiritual outlook or behavior. It is not an issue of our memory functions in our brain. It's an issue of the motivation for us to go beyond our history and not get stuck in it. God's Spirit gives us the strength and the power to move forward, to move on, no matter in our past. His love brings us healing of past pains. His love grants us forgiveness of past sins. And we are allowed the freedom to begin again. We are allowed the freedom to be fresh and new, to be whole, as though we've never sinned before. The Bible teaches us that Christ, that in Christ we are free to experience all new things. And that's the part that as healthy people, healthy meaning knowing that being in Christ and knowing that all is forgiven, healthy people learn to move on and learn to press forward. Press, you may have heard the term, press onward and onward towards the future. And Christ is the one who gives us the power to do so. Everyone has a past, and we know that. And everyone in that past has had failures, successes in and throughout their life. But if we dwell on it, we get stuck. We are to learn from the past, not live in it. We have to forget what is behind and not allow it to influence our present and future behavior. Because it's important. God has this amazing prize for us at the end of this journey that we call life. And everything that's in it influences our future. So what are we choosing to do? We've got to keep focus on that. And we have to look straight ahead so that we can reach that amazing prize that he has for us. So let us forget the past and move forward. I hope you ate well.
Thank you, Ms. Tiana. I challenge something you just said because I totally disagree with God. I totally disagree. Mm-hmm. Because you just said something about forgetting, but it doesn't mean, explain that again.
What I said was forgetting. What I said was that it is important for us to understand that what happens in the past, many folks are like, how do I forget? The thing is that it's something to learn from. It's not something to dwell on and allow it to have any influence on our present and have an impact on our spiritual outlook and our behavior.
Okay, but that's a misnomer. That's a misguided statement.
Okay.
Because you slip that in a slick way. And, I mean, we do these calls, y'all. This is not coerced. I hope everybody know that. You know, I'm not sure what people used to in ministry, but I believe in ministry. Like, if you're going to dental school, if you're going to whatever school, architecture school, you have physical hands-on. Meaning you have real-life situations, and you go over there. Because, see, the problem with forgetting the past is we have teachings just like that that says, oh, no, forget the past. Now, we're not saying that you, it's not, you know, you can still remember, but you got to be, how can you remember and forget at the same time? Because that's what you just said. I didn't say just because you got to learn from it. How can a juvenile learn from something they can't forget? How? We don't have the capability when we're not in God like that. You done lived your whole life. Do you not understand when you forget something, it's like you forget where your keys at? Or you forget you had that in the refrigerator, you go buy another one? Perhaps God wanted you to buy another one.
Right.
Because when we don't let it go, when we don't forget, we tend to do things with it that God didn't say do with it. We don't move forward. When God says forget, he said he places sin as far as the east is from the west. That's a long distance. When you're talking about California, Florida, it goes beyond that. The world can't stretch that far. This is why the Bible says to be angry but not sin. I tell people all the time, you don't have the capability of doing that. So what God is saying is if you see anger, step right out. Boom. You understand that you're upset, but step out of it. Because the longer you dwell there, guess what's going to happen? Bitterness, malice, mm-hmm. dysfunction will increase. Whether you, it's like secretion. Whether you realize it or not, it's building up.
Right.
This is why you don't talk to people. This is why you don't greet people properly. This is why, you know, the action is not pure. Although you did the action, Cain, is not pure. Your past will say stuff like, hey, I've been knowing you all my life. I would never do nothing like that to you. Your past says stuff like, hey, we've been good for the last 3 weeks. You know, why would you think that's your past? That has nothing to do with your past. That means Satan would get over on you all the time. So much so to where God, whatever I did for you yesterday, I forget that simply because I'm reaching for a whole new thing.
Yes, indeed.
See, that's a misnomer. That is not teaching because that would mislead someone. When God says forget the past, now I know we got these clever ideas and ideologies that say, hold on. Oh, I'm going to forgive you, but I don't forget. That's not even possible. Mm-hmm. If that be possible, apply that same energy, that same statement. Remember what you say, it got to apply from God to you too, if it be correct. Let me say that again. Mm-hmm. Because God is the way, the truth, and the life. Forget the past. If it applies to them from you, it got to apply to you from God. Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
Because he's the way, the truth, and the life. So if your way be truth, that means the same thing you do to people and to yourself, it got to apply the same way that God would do you.
Mm-hmm.
I love when people say, well, you know, even the Bible is, you know, up for interpretation. No, it ain't up for interpretation. It's called a parable. He broke it down so clear, you can't who can misinterpret a parable? Please, somebody tell me. You know why people say it's up for interpretation? Because they don't want to totally submerge. They want to have an argument to say, hey, you view it that way. I tell you what, the Bible said, lean not to your own understanding. And misinterpret that. Interpret that. In other words, it don't matter what you think it is. If Jesus would not do it, what do you need to misinterpret?
Amen.
See, Satan wants everything to be misinterpreted. Sounds kind of like T-R-U-M-P, Trump, huh? As long as I can get all y'all discombobulated, huh? Not on the same page, I win. Because then I can slip or interject my understanding in it, and I can always say, well, that's the way you think it, this is the way. See, but when you have a standard tall God, ain't no misinterpretation.
Amen.
Do you understand? People will tell you, oh, yeah, I'm telling you because they do this from the past experiences. Just so they don't have to be in God. They'll tell you, well, the Bible is, I mean, that's the way you interpret it. Wow. Tell me the way God interprets it then. Tell me the way heaven going to look like then.
Right.
So when you say stuff like, you know, hey, you can kind of, that's what I got from that. Remember your past only to study from it. You don't study the Bible. So why are you going to study the past and not your Bible? Oh, Lord. Come on. Uh-huh.
That's real.
That's a sleazy way to get out of doing things for God. So we'll study our past because my past teaches. My past don't teach me. God teaches me because God was all in the midst of it. It's not the past. See, we get so enamored and caught up into the blessing. And not the blessor.
Come on.
We get caught up in that house and not the one who built it. Huh?
Come on.
Huh? Come on, y'all. Let's talk now. We get caught up in a life and not the one who gave it.
That's true.
I'm living my best life. I ain't going back. Man, cut that out. You living your best life? How you living your best life without the one who gave it? You all caught up in your past, so much to where you keep a history, dialogue, social media on it. Even the devil gets slick, Miss Sienna. The devil don't want you to remember nothing because the devil don't want it to come back on you. The devil husbands, huh? Husband who's doing wrong, right? Will throw that whole cell phone in the water. In the toilet, flush it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, cell phone, you know why? Because I want to forget the past because I don't want them to know what I've been doing.
Right.
Y'all better catch what I'm saying now. See, the devil will use an encrypted way of forgetting the past. The devil don't even want you to know it.
Yep.
Huh? Come on, man. Y'all got to catch this now. You got to catch this now. You don't think God
wants
somebody's past? Huh? If he did, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If he didn't want you to know somebody's past, why did he create a Bible and show you his? Come on.
Amen.
Now, here's the thing. What you gonna do about what you know?
Right.
You can pass yourself for a reason. That means you got an option. It's called free will. He says to forget the past. In other words, the only way I can forget something is that I first know. come on. Y'all don't, everybody want to get quiet now this morning? The only way you can forget something is that you first know it. For all the slick people on the phone talking about, I don't have to know my past. Well, God knows it. See, the only way that you know you're in God is that you actually have something in front of you that you can enforce. In other words, God, I need disruption so that I can prove that I'm over that. So I need a past to forget. I can't say that I'm in God and I don't know it.
Right.
He didn't say don't know the past. He said forgetting those things which lie behind you. Oh my gosh. Come on, slick people. Slick people, I'm trying to tell you something. The people who don't want to disclose information, oh my gosh. Because somebody told you wrong. Because you said don't need to know my past. Why they don't? If you go, hold on, Miss Sienna, I do believe they had that box on that little car. Paper, sheet of paper on you. It's called a car. I think it's FAX. What did they say? Car. Oh, don't you know what? They call you about the purchase. Don't you want to know the history of it? Now it's on you once you have the information. It's on you. You know, whether you want to purchase it or not.
Yes.
I do believe that you should know.
Mm-hmm.
Before you make an investment, I do believe that you should know. Here's the thing. God said he knew. Oh, my God. You, before you was born, formed in your mother's womb. In other words, I knew about your past before your past ever existed on earth.
Yes.
In other words, I'm showing you that my love is so deep, I know about your transgressions. I know about your inadequacies. I know about your indiscretions. I know about the things that you didn't do right. I know about the things that you gloated in. I know about your pride. I know about your successes that kept you there. See, I know about all that, and I still got on that cross. As a matter of fact, before I got on the cross, I saw that you needed help, before you needed help, and then I still kept myself, my son, if you didn't catch it, and then I left a trace to myself behind called the Holy Spirit. See, forgetting the past means that I'm going to overcome. I'm more than an overcomer. In spite of, see, I need something to show Satan that I'm all powerful. So I need you to have a bad past, not that you're going to create one, because see, you was born in sin. You already knew that, right? So everybody has past. Everybody has fault. In other words, you have one. Now see, if you want to play around and don't show that you have one, I'm going to eat you up. You need to show that you have one, and see, just like you have one and I forgave you, you also forgave yourself, and then you can forgive that of others. This is why the Bible says, confess your sins one deed to another. In other words, if you don't disclose your past information, how do you give anyone a chance to be in God?
Amen.
Y'all don't hear me though, right?
Tell it.
I know that went over a couple of people here because I ain't expressing all my information. You don't do it to God. See, when you have overcome your past, it ain't a problem, but you know with whom to express it to.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody can't take on the fact of what you've done. Parents, you shouldn't be doing that to children unless they're of age and they need to learn from something.
Mm.
Now your all kids, right, your buddy. But see, if you tell them about your past and the halter tops that you wore and the women that you pulled, fellas, they probably may pursue exactly what you just said. There was no learning experience.
That's
forgetting the past is, hold on, when you're mature enough to handle it, so in other words, when the Bible says confess your sins one year to another, people in the world, why are you expressing your sins, telling your wrongdoings to people, who are familiar with fallen and they still in the fallen state? In other words, that's why when you get right, then people still have something over your head.
Come on.
Hello?
That's the truth.
I got to talk on it. You know you're getting God doggone well crooked if you telling people about your past, they tell about your past to somebody else, now you mad at them. But your past is the one that indicted you. Whether the, man, y'all, oh Lord, y'all know we got that going on for real in life?
Yes.
You mad at the person. In other words, what they say, snitches get stitches. Why the person want to kill or take out the witness? It's true. Don't get mad at them. Get mad at God. God will expose it one way or the other. But But you know what happens is people are so selfish in the world, they want to take out the snitch. In other words, the truth teller. Because it's not snitching. It's called telling the truth. But see, what happens is Satan says forget the past. Don't look, blot it out. And you, it ain't like you never did nothing wrong. Satan want to build up enough cred on you to say, hold on, before you tell on me, I'll tell on you too.
Yes.
But the thing is, when you come clean with God, go ahead and tell, Satan. Go ahead and tell. It can't hurt.
Yes.
Because the Bible said if you judge yourself, no one else can judge you. How can you judge something that you want to throw away? In other words, watch this. It ain't the fact that, we're supposed to forget the past, but you got to have something to, in other words, have you ever checked the comb through it? Huh? Have you ever put it under the magnifying glass? Have you ever studied from it? First, you got to study God to study from your past. You cannot study from your past without first studying God, because you're going to be studying the wrong things. Because everybody who walks around you is crooked, as if you're not.
Come on.
When you forget the past, you forget the past. That means I know I had one. Y'all didn't catch what I said, huh?
Come on.
Oh, y'all didn't catch what I said. Yes. Lord, didn't I tell y'all on Wednesday, a lot of people revive their past, huh? Because we be saying, I know I have a past. No, I had a past. My record clean. I don't know what you're talking about. See, when God expunged, he don't do it like the contemporary police officer, the law enforcement do. They expunge, they say they erase it, but they still got it on file. You do know that, right?
Yes, indeed.
When God says forget the past, he forgets the past. That water can wait, Miss Tiana. This is way more important. Telling you, boy, we be talking about fasting. We can't fast 10 minutes, yet alone a day or three or four. But y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
When God say forget the past, he means forgetting the past. Do y'all understand what it is to tear muscle down? You got to tear muscle down to build it up. If you have exercise, all soreness is, I'm giving y'all some free information. All soreness is very small microscopic tears in your muscle. If you look through a microscope, you would tear it down before you build it up. That's all soreness is. So when you say, ooh, I ain't sore no more, why would you want to be sore from doing the same exercise? That means something is wrong. Soreness is on the initial impact when you're doing something new and your muscles start to recruit new muscles. You know you can recruit muscles. There's different layers. Y'all follow? That's
yes.
Also in the field.
Yes.
You got to tear it down to build it up. Now, forget the past. Watch how this coincides this. 1 John 1:9, Miss Tiana. Y'all write that down. 1 John 1:9. Let me say it again for somebody to say, hey, what was it? 1 John 1:9. What that says, Miss Tiana?
It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Now, the operative word is what, Miss Tiana? I'm going to let Miss Tiana tell y'all. The operative word, in order for this to work, you know, like that Brillo pad? The Brillo pad works if you have water. What is the operative word in this whole thing?
If.
Oh, Lord, y'all caught it. The Bible says if. Did y'all catch that? Oh, you got to forget the past. Read it to them again, Miss Tiana. And emphasize the operative word.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
The Bible says,
amen.
Come let us reason one among. In other words, y'all ever hear somebody who says they're reasonable? To be reasonable says that you put out yours and they're going to come back with something and they're going to be fair. When the Bible says, come let us reason with one another. Huh? He's saying, come and put yourself on the table. Lord, have mercy. He says, your skin may be a scarlet. In other words, deep red. You know, red stain stuff. You get red Kool-Aid, you're in trouble. You get red sauce on your shirt, you're in trouble. Huh? But
right.
He said, come let us reason. Now, he said, do it quick. Come on, anybody out there, parents? Come on, forget the past. Watch this. If your child get red sauce on their shirt, wouldn't it be best that they tell you right now? So you can put a stain remover on there? Uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh-oh. But the longer it sits, what happens?
It destroys it. The stain is harder to come out.
it gets into their fiber, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to come out. Ain't there something?
Yes.
Or ain't there something? Well, well, well. But you're saying the spirit is like bleach. I'm saying it's better than bleach. The thing is, if you don't present the shirt that's stained, how can we reason?
Mm. All right.
Y'all, we forget that step with God. Huh? We not only want to forget the past, we don't even want to bring up the past. Woo, Lord.
That's right.
Hold on. Let me say this, Miss Tiana. It's funny how we don't want to bring up something that we don't want to remember. That means how can you get over something that you house and that you know that you know is there? It can be a success.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a failure. You don't want to deal with that happened last year? Hmm. But it's funny how we use forgetting the past in our own selfish motives ways. See, Tiana, if I'm shoo-shooing with you, I'm not going to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them, shame on you. I thought we was... Boy, see, it's funny how we'll forget the past on that.
Right.
And then the devil's so crooked, I'm going to remember. See, you can't be remembering all that and God at the same time. See, I do understand. That's why. See, this is how you know people. Listen to me, y'all. This is how you know people be outside of God. Y'all hear me?
Come on.
I'm serious. Don't you know you got to remember to forget? Hold on. You got to remember to forget things that you know, especially when you know they can indict you.
Yes, indeed.
You got to know who you're talking to, huh? What nature we're talking about? Right? Y'all
yes.
Follow me?
Yes.
Huh? You got to come. The Bible said, let us reason. Come, let us, if we confess our sins, you can't half step with God. Put it all on the table. You can't be saying, well, God, I was lonely. No, God, that was my fault. I did wrong. I wanted that, God. If you reject me, God, I understand. But I got to come clean, God. To get clear in the conscience, God, let me make this right with you.
Yes,
like you said, if I do this, you're going to forgive me. Now, you're going to forget it. If we confess our sins, huh? He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us from our unrighteousness. That's the thing. If we confess our past, see, in order to forget the past, you must confess the past. Now, a lot of people say, I said it to God. But didn't the Bible clearly tell us, confess your sins one you to another? Didn't he also say, watch this, how can you love me, someone you cannot see, yet can't love your brother that you see on a day-to-day basis? Didn't he also say, what you do to them, I'm going to do to you? See, in other words, our connection with God is through who? My God.
Yes.
People, huh? Come
family.
On.
Family.
Oh,
family in Christ.
Oh, yes, come on. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. One blood.
Adam, if it was good enough for you to be alone, huh? He wouldn't have said it. It's not good for man. Why you think then the very creation that God created took from you, you get mad. See, it's through the connection of people. How can you enforce love if you have nothing to love?
Amen.
Anybody ever made good money on your own and you took yourself to them, out on a dinner date? Now, that sounds good. And that's, some people say you got to do that sometimes. Sure you do. But sometimes and all the time are two different things, huh? I'm just telling you. Huh?
Yes.
All right. That makes sense? Yeah.
It does.
Forget the past. Some people woke up this morning because they're still dwelling in their past. Man.
Mm.
You woke up mad, disgruntled. Because of yesterday, your last night, your last week wasn't right.
Mm-mm.
You know about it. Confess to God about it. If God put people in your life that he said fellowship with, you should tell them about it. See, this is a good thing about it. You tell them about it, then they get to hold you accountable. In other words, Tiana, you know, I got this problem. I got this gambling problem. Man, Tiana, I want to be healed of this gambling problem. Man, you know, I prayed to God about it. You know, we sisters and brothers in Christ, I just got to tell you, not only am I telling you, that's a sin of mine, that's in my, you know, past, you know, boom. I'm also giving her the right to hold me accountable. My God, my God, my God. A lot of people don't want accountability partners. That's why they want to tell the people who are in the world. In other words, the people who are going to, girl, it's okay that you have a gambling problem. Let's go up to the casino. You know, we're going to go to the casino. There ain't nothing wrong with going. See, they're going to do the wrong thing. But godly people are going to do the right thing. And what is godly people? I ain't talking about the people who go to the church. I'm talking about the people who are the church.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
And even live their life because they have yet to forget the past. Here's the problem. Some people can't move forward because you have never told them your past. Lord, have mercy. Y'all don't, boy,
come on.
What time it is?
Come on.
Okay, I got about 5 minutes. Huh? Now, how many of us talking about, well, they don't need to know. That ain't none of their business. Why it ain't none of their business? Come on, y'all. You don't think God already knows, but you don't think it's his business for you to tell him? Why do you think he asked Adam, where art thou? He wasn't saying naturally. He was talking spiritually. But in other words, I'm asking you because I want you to tell me so we can reason, because my question is going to do something, lead to something else. But see, what happens is sin never wants to be exposed. So sin wants to just stop it right there. Let it go. Let what go? You didn't tell me that.
Come on.
I told you what you need to. I did tell you. No, you didn't. If the person said, if God is saying, tell me more, that's what he means. Tell me more. You know more. You don't want to tell more because somebody's still dwelling in their past. You know why? Because you think it's going to indict you. Here's the thing. Put it on the table. If they, look, love don't mean that you got to stay. Because, see, they can love you and still leave you. See, forgiveness don't mean fellowship. I need y'all to hear this. Just because you forget about it don't mean that you got to be with them. Because a lot of people are trying to bamboozle and say, I thought you said you forgot. I did. That don't mean that I'm going to be with you. The problem is people don't want to, I'm about to help y'all and bless y'all this morning. Forget the past. People don't want to tell the whole truth about the past because they're selfish. In other words, they want to keep you without telling you all about them.
Yes, indeed.
In other words, they live in a lie. They live in a lie because they're saying, why should you know all of that? My thing, wouldn't you as a parent want to know everything about you? But I'm not the child. But see, when you're in God, you are the child. So come again.
Correct.
And then people get Holy Ghost filled, these emotional message, and they'll come out the phone and be like, woo, good message. But you don't live a woo, good life. The Bible said don't be just hearers of the word, be doers, right?
Correct.
Huh? How can somebody forget something that was never disclosed? How can God, God knows already everything about you. But that's all God needs to know. No, it's only fair that people in God know as well. And if you can't trust them, why are they in God with you? Or are you in God? Because the people who, oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me tell y'all something. When you really trying to get healed, Miss Tiana, healing don't mean that you got to have on a robe. Lord, have mercy, and go to the hospital. You trying to get healed or something, it don't matter that you got your back exposed, your behind out. Lord have mercy. Whoa now. See, when you really trying to get healed, hear me, y'all. See, when you really want to get over your past, what you do is you expose it. In other words, you expose the body. In other words, you know that the robe is only on temporarily because if they got to slide you up out of it, it is what it is. But see, you need to be laid down and exposed so that doctor can do what doctor got to do. Now watch this.
Right.
Don't think, Lord, let's look at this revelation. Forget the past. See, your healing, your past is just like your body. See, it's going to come at the Lord. Well, watch this. Don't the doctor even allow visitors? Oh, my God. Woo! Watch this, Tiana. How many visitors he allowed at a time? And aren't they close family? Y'all better catch what I'm saying. Because, see, when you're talking about exposing your past and confessing your sins one you to another, he didn't say to the world, so don't get slick with it. He's saying to the family, the body of Christ. In other words, let Dr. God work on it, but family can't come and visit. Y'all don't hit me. Woo!
Yeah.
Huh?
That's the truth.
Y'all thought this was a joke? But how can you heal? But see, family would take that and pray, Lord, have mercy. Family would take that and pray, Lord. Family would take seeing you in that condition and pray over you and say, we, not you, We're going to get over this. See, confess your sins one year to another. Tell your past to your family and let's see them pray. Now, if they're family, they're going to help you go overcome that thing. They can help you forget that thing, but they know about that thing. So see, what will happen is, ever they try to creep back in, they got an antibiotic for it. Woo! So in other words, the past trying to come back up. That same person trying to come back around. Your past going to, listen, your family going to say, baby, we forgot that. Don't let that thing creep back in. Lord have mercy. Come on.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
I can get excited about myself. Really don't need an audience. But I'm trying to bless somebody else because it's bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're your family, why your family let you slide back into a sick condition that God heals you from? In other words, how can your family praise the thing that's in your past that you were supposed to feel God and you was already healed from? How is their family when they see you sliding back into alcoholism? Forget your past. How is their family if see you sliding back into that negative state that God said he delivered you from? And how is that your family? They see you going right back there. Man. That ain't family, right? The Bible says confess your sins one year to another. In other words, family can visit you in your backslid, in your bad condition, your past condition. In other words, tell them about your past so that now, because see, not only would a doctor heal you, the doctor going to tell your close family members outside of you, hey, don't let them do this. Make sure they do that. Oh, my God. Forget your past. See, while you have been operated on, the very people that you told about it, meaning your family, I ain't talking about your people that you grew up, I'm talking about the people who are in God. Oh, yeah, you know, the Good Samaritan, the one who you thought wasn't going to be around, but that's the one. See, the one from God? Now they know about your condition. They forgot about it, but if ever it should ever creep up, they know how to handle it because they got information from Doc, too. My God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We're going to close it right there, Miss Tiana.
Amen. All right. Well, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, truly thank you for the word that's gone forward. Because Heavenly Father, every moment in you, we learn so much and understand, Heavenly Father, that in forgiveness, it is our responsibility to also cast it into the sea of forget so that we can move on, we can march forward and focus on that ultimate prize, this life that you have for us. Heavenly Father, we are grateful, truly grateful for our leader who does not pause but continues to conquer on. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day and we'll see y'all this evening. Forget the past.
Goodbye.